Remember, this is Kenny Loggins, Hunter, not Rick Derringer. Idiot.
Same thing.
Same guy. It's the same guy. Yeah. Good morning, 7:39, Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. We got to get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Find out more about a great career. Special-Lite.com right here in Southwest Michigan. So we were off yesterday because of a little COVID scare, and we didn't get to do our topic of the day for Thursday, so let's do it today. It works out, all right? What thing do you see getting normalized in the future, all right? As we look forward 10, 15, 50 years into the future, what thing
good question.
Do you see getting normalized in the future?
You got a good one.
Okay.
I hope this is a thing because I think this would be great. You know what I'm sick and tired of, Brock?
What?
Waking up with like a sore elbow or a sore back because I'm sleeping wrong. You get a certain position where you pass out and you wake up just numb. And it gets worse and worse as you get older. Dude, in the future, they're going to have, I hope they have, zero gravity sleep pods. You get in, dude, and you're just floating around. And you're never uncomfortable. You kind of just float around.
Kind of like you're in the womb, huh? They have those now, don't they?
I don't think so.
Yeah, like the where you like lay in them and it's like the auto-sensory ones or whatever. Right? You know what I'm talking about?
Those are like filled with water. You're thinking of like the tanks, the what do they call them?
You sit there and you float, and you got like you can't hear anything or see anything. It's like
isolation tank. That's what they call it.
Isolation tank. Right?
See, that's different. See, it's a little different. This is just like straight up zero gravity, dude. You are floating around like you're in space.
Oh, but wouldn't you like be bouncing in the walls and stuff? Or
I don't think so.
And like, how do you get down?
You just turn it off.
And then don't you just fall to the ground then, right? Yeah. Are you ready, I guess?
Well, it's not like a big room, you know? It's like a little pot.
You know what's going to happen is I'm going to be floating around in my little anti-gravity sleep pod. I'm going to be farting in my sleep like I always do, just slamming into the wall. Wham! Just going to be Dutch oven flying around in my own farts, just getting slammed into the wall. Ow! Yeah. I think you got to work out the kinks on that one.
There are no kinks. You're making up kinks. Shut up.
So you're telling me, okay, right, okay. Am I not correct here in saying that if I was in anti-gravity and I farted, I would go forward, right? That's how...
Maybe a little bit.
Right? Think about some of your big old ripping farts when you're laying in bed. You're not telling me you're not going to build up a little bit of speed. And if there's no gravity, which means no friction, you're going to continue to build even a little... All right? Even a little one. All right? Nice. You're going to continue to build speed. That's how it works.
That's your bum. Continue to sleep on the couch because I'm going to be over here.
Well, at least when I fart on the couch, I don't get slammed into a wall, all right? Worst thing that happens is I get hit by Kiki. Yeah. I don't know. I think you got maybe if there's some like tie downs or something, some ratchet straps you put around your waist.
Put one of those Velcro suits on. You'll be fine.
And just stick to the wall. All right, good. Mm-hmm. All right, work on your stuff.
What's yours?
Mine is not so out there sci-fi, you know, Final Countdown stuff. I think self-checkout is going to be all automated. I think it's going to be nothing but self-checkout. Mm-hmm. Nothing but self-checkout. I know it should be. Exactly. I think it'll be normalized. Right now, it's still kind of people fight it. They're like, well, I don't understand. You give me 3 shopping carts filled to the brim, I will still go check out myself.
You should just have shopping carts with scanners on them. So as you put it in, boom, 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 yep. boom. You walk out, swipe your card.
And that's what I mean. As it continues, and people are like, well, people can steal that way. No, eventually it'll be... people can steal now. It's actually probably easier to steal now. It'll be, you put it in, there's the cart weighs a certain amount, and everything's weighed and everything. So they'll be able to tell.
Well, have somebody at the door, kind of like they do at Costco. You know, you kind of just kind of check it, make sure.
Yep. I think self-checkout, and that's in the not-so-distant future. I think that will be normalized. And to cashiers out there, I'm not knocking you. I know it's fine. I'm not saying. It's just I prefer self-checkout. I go faster. Mm-hmm. I like how I can check everything. If something's scanned and it's the wrong price, I know. Like, it's just better that way. So I think that'll be normalized.
We fix the you didn't bag this item featured thing right there?
It doesn't. Not at Walmart anymore.
God.
Yeah,
every time I scan something, that little message comes up. Come on.
Yeah, no, I don't think they do that anymore because of the problems. It just was too glitchy because I'll leave, like, the dog food in the cart, and I'll just scan it, move on. So, I don't know. But no, that's for me. That's for me. That and sex bots, of course. Sex bots will be normalized. Boy, here we go. At least I hope so. At least I hope so.
Yeah, mine was better, but there you go. Two good answers, I guess.
You're floating around like some weird guy. That doesn't make sense. 925-WIR, some weird guy. 925-9479, comment on Facebook. What thing do you see getting normalized in the future? We'll have your answer when we come back. Stick around. Well, good morning. Brock, Hunter.
Morning. What's up, kid?
Y'all, 7:50. Let's get to it.
On a Friday.
On a Friday. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. What thing do you see getting normalized in the future, all right? The future's now, old man. Let's take a phone call. Something you think is going to be normalized. WIRX, hello.
Hey, happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday, buddy.
Hey, so they already have this out, but I see it getting more prevalent, is smart technology. So you got example. You've got your smart homes, your speakers, everything like that. I see it more going towards Tony Stark, Iron Man, how he has everything just by voice command.
I'm interested to see, like, are we going to have, like, smart helmets, like the new fashion trend, or your smart vest, or what are your smart suit? Yeah, very, very a la Tony Stark. I mean, at this point, the way technology is going, I can't see it not being a thing. You know what I mean?
And I saw something the other day, not to scare you guys, but I can see it going this way, too, where, you know, it was a meme on Facebook talking about a guy trying to order pizza from Pizza Hut, and Google had actually bought out Pizza Hut, so Google was the one that was doing all the ordering.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It's so, Google and Amazon. It's going to be Google, Amazon, everything. That's all it's going to be. That's all it's going to be. And Taco
Bell.
Exactly.
So I can see that being the normal in the not-too-distant future.
I agree, man. I agree. You're not far off. All right, buddy. Great call.
Hey, you guys have a good weekend.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Yep.
I'm thinking a step further, man. It's going to be integrated into your consciousness. You'll just be able to order pizza in your brain.
I don't know if we'll ever. You've always had that take on it where we're going to have chips. I guess, you know what? I can't say that it won't happen. It'll be like anything.
It's already there, dude.
Think of, dude, people are scared to take vaccines right now. You think there's going to be people that are going to jump on board with getting chips put in their brain?
See, here's what I think it's going to be. I think you're right there. I think people are going to be very weary about it until you see your buddy with it.
I don't know.
And then you're going to be like, wait a second. Wait, what? You just did that.
Also, look at it, though. Weren't they just talking about, what story were we reading the other day where people are getting hacked for, what was it? God, we were just talking about it. And, like, smart cars. You've talked about you hack your smart car and everything like that. So now you got a chip in your brain that can be hacked. Nah, I don't see that ever really taking off. I think smart glasses. I think things that you can put on. Or there'll just be a whole sanction of society that will be chipped up and everything like that.
Until you try it.
It's kind of like VR.
It's kind of like VR. You know, like nobody knows until you put it on, and then they immediately go buy one.
But I can take it off, though. You know, I'm not saying that it's not cool technology, but I think there's way too many bad that outweigh the good of your brain. Yeah. You know what I mean? Of having a chip installed into your brain.
Well, when you get it, just don't. I'm running to me. I
don't think it's going to happen, man. I don't see it happening. I don't think people are going to get on board. They're going to get a chip in your. Would you get a chip in your brain, Hunter?
I mean, dude, if I knew it was safe and some of the things he could potentially do,
possibly. I think wearable technology like contact lenses and stuff like that will, of course, be the norm. Like, all right, put in your smart. I think they have smart contacts now. I mean, they're not like mass produced. You can't go to Walmart and get them in contact aisle.
Think about if I'm right, you're going to become Google. It's you. You are Google. You think it.
Anything's possible at this point. Anything's possible in the future at this point. But let's go to Facebook. What are some other things that are going to be normalized in the future? Let's see. Chad said the Lions not being in the Super Bowl. It's normalized now.
That's normal now, right?
Eric had a great answer. The 4-day work week. That'll be normalized. That's already starting to make. I'm trying to think what.
I think in like Japan or something, they did it for like a year.
They've done some tests, but like there's I think a place in like Spain or maybe Italy where they like actually have it going through. Like they're saying like no, this is it's going to be a 4-day work week now. Like, that's it has to be a four-day work week.
Hop on board. Dude, I like it.
Absolutely. You kidding me? Amazing. Becky said marijuana. We're just about there. I think that's the not too distant future for that being normalized.
I think it's already pretty much there.
It's still some places you go to. Once these boomers, you know, stop, you know, voicing their opinion on marijuana, thinking it's the devil's lettuce, I think we'll be all right. But Mark said curbside services for everything, which we're getting pretty much.
It's getting there. And there, you know, the pandemic has pushed that hard.
Oh, for
man.
Sure. For sure. Yeah.
A lot of places aren't even open anymore. Like, you don't go in.
No.
We're totally closed for walk-ins. It's just pure drive-through, drive on up.
Well, you know, with our cars being so now, I mean, you can basically live in your cars comfortably, you know?
Why don't we have drive-through gas stations? I know what they do in Florida, but right next to my cousin's house in Florida, they have one of these.
Like self-serve?
You literally drive up and they do everything.
Service stations, yeah. You know, that's interesting, and maybe we'll see that come back, or maybe it'll be actually, you know, it's not even going to be that. It's going to be you pull your car in, and it automatically fuels up
there.
Well, of course, gas is going to be a thing of the past. Electric's going to be normalized.
Right.
So we may need to get past that. It'll be a charging port where you just pull up, almost like a charging pad. You pull your car up. Zaps electricity into it.
Just a service station, though. You could drive up. This one in Florida, they like drive. You almost drive in the store almost. Yeah. And they just serve you through the window. They, hey, you need some beer? Give me a 30-pack of Bush.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah.
Do you get gas at the same time? Does someone fill up your car with gas?
Yeah, if you want. Yeah, nice. Someone will go out and fill your gas for you. It's pretty neat.
I would really enjoy it. I'd have no problem tipping.
Think about it, man. You sit in your car, you don't have to get out, especially here in Michigan in the Michigan winter.
Wintertime? Ooh. Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. No, but I think, again, as we continue this curbs, for sure, it'll be so much curbside service. You can do it now at hardware stores. You can do it at Walmart, all that stuff. I don't know. We'll see. The future's now, old man. It's kind of crazy. As long as I don't have to wait in line for anything, I'm okay. Just make it fast.
Good luck. Just a lot of people now.
I know we're getting all this curbside stuff. We're just going to have to wait in line constantly. We're just spending our whole lives waiting in line. But if I'm not driving and I can watch TV while I'm waiting in line, I mean, I guess it ain't that bad. So.
All right.
All right. We're going to take a break. We got more coming up. It's WIRX.